This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about a character tonight that I've been introduced to this evening. I did not know who the Angra Mainyu is, and we've been learning about that. Actually, Alex in Knoxville called in. What started all this, though, is a news story from WND, WorldNet Daily, talking about Oklahoma City, where the Dakma of Angra Mainyu, an alleged satanic group, although this seems to have nothing to do with whatsoever with Satan, as we were just having explained to us, the Angra Mainyu is something that predates Satan, is not actually a created god, as Mark, you were explaining, is essentially...
Well, I would contend that Angra Mainyu is, one of the many names of Satan.
Came before Satan.
The concept of embodied evil that we call Satan in our society.
Well, the way the dogma describes it is essentially that it's kind of the destroyer, basically, that, you know, in life there is creation and destruction, and that it's the opposite, essentially, of the creator. So this sort of opposite force.
Well, but it's the destruction of the oppression of freedom, so...
Well, that gets in a little bit deeper. Let's bring Alex back in here from Knoxville. And so there's a supposed black mass going to take place in Oklahoma City. Some Christians are all up in arms about this. Alex, your continued thoughts. Go ahead.
Yes, actually... one of the points that Mark was making there about, the embodiment of evil, this seems to be, or whatever, they want to put it out. But, I mean, when you think about the roots of what people think of as Satanism, they go back to, about 1960, probably about 1965, maybe. there's no such thing as a historical religious Satanism. I'm sure Mark is probably familiar with a character named Anton LaVey.
Yeah, we were talking about him earlier tonight.
Yeah, he was not in any sense religious, but it seems like in the wake of his creation of the original Church of Satan, there have become these groups that it seems like they often try to relate themselves to an older concept. Because probably the most prevalent of them is the Temple of Set, and these are the ones that have started cropping up to make it more of a actual religious belief as this figure, this Satan figure, as an actual entity. But the Angra Mainyu, they go back to an older concept. They go back to the Egyptian god of Set, which obviously their interpretation of it is probably completely ahistorical to what Set would have actually represented early.
Sure, I mean, they have as much difficulty as, like, the many of the Wiccans and the pagans trying to reconstruct a religion rather than sort of have it given to them, passed down.
Yeah, the problem with a lot of the pagans, I myself am you broadly say a pagan, but we do try, the group I'm involved with do try and reconstruct things. Most of them don't even try. They will pretty much just throw a mishmash of things together. I'll describe a ritual actually once I attended. There's a yearly thing called Pagan Pride Day where people will usually get together. It's mostly like a cookout in the park kind of deal. Mm-hmm. Or meeting in a Unitarian
church. It's horrifying.
And where is this? Is this in Knoxville?
It's a nationwide thing. Actually, probably worldwide Pagan Pride Day is. But
gotcha.
I don't really fit in that well because I actually am interested in sort of the historical reconstruction of these pre-Christian beliefs, and they really weren't. They essentially did a ritual derived from medieval ritual magic, ceremonial magic, which actually for the time was more either Christian, Muslim, or Jewish in origin, but it's derived from that. It's, as a friend of mine who is also a Freemason said, it's kind of like a bad knockoff of Masonic ritual.
So are you saying, just, sorry, maybe I'm not understanding. You're saying that the paganists that you went to this event with didn't really know what they were doing?
Well, to them, they knew what they were doing because they probably should be more correctly classified as New Age, sort of the, and kind of the self-help, not necessarily self-help kind of way, but sort of the...
The crystals and... The crystal
folks. Exactly. Dancing in the square in a pink tutu.
So to you, that's not pagan. Pagan's like what? Worship of the earth or what?
It's actually trying to reconstruct a little bit about what people actually did and how they lived their lives.
Would you describe yourself as a pagan?
I prefer the term heathen, but it's sort of culturally specific.
Hey, Alex, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate you sharing tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So the story here from WND.com about the purported black mass. Some of these Christians are upset. In fact, there's even been apparently a petition that is being signed. This is by the TFP Student Action.
I don't care whether they're signing a petition or not. I would care who you're handing it to.
Well, I imagine they're going to hand it to the government. The government in Oklahoma City.
If they hand it to the church, the Satanists, then I would be fine with it. Hey, look, there's these folks in the community that would prefer that you not do this.
Go away.
Stop that.
The TFP Student Action Network has launched an online petition to urge the city, so not asking the Satanists, urge the city to stop the event from going forward. The quote from the one of their litigators at Liberty Council says, quote, "The perverted sexual deviance characteristic of a black mass ought to remain in the dark tombs and catacombs where it originated and should not see the light of day in a civilized society, much less on public property," he said. TFP started August 13th with a goal of 50,000 petition signers and has already garnered 67,000 petition signatures. Well, what do you know? Shutting down free speech is a relatively popular idea.
Well, you can get a petition signed for anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, the famous one is the Penn and Teller sent out somebody to get dihydrogen monoxide.
That's right.
And it's water.
That's water.
Right, it's water. And they talk about how
people signed it.
It's in everything you eat, and it kills people. And both of these are accurate statements. Water is in everything you eat, and it does kill people.
Well, I just think it's good that at least in the United States, for all the critical things that we say about it here on Free Talk Live, freedom of speech to some extent does exist here. Now, obviously, there are some things you can't say in certain venues, like you can't say the F-bomb here because we're on FCC-licensed radio stations. So certainly we can poke holes in the claim that the United States has free speech, but as long as groups like this alleged satanic group have the right to perform their black mass on public property, then to some extent free speech still lives. And
the right to complain.
Yeah.
And perhaps lampoon a bit.
So according to the TFP message that went out with the petition, they said, "Please spread the word to all your friends so we can stop this sacrilege. Your voice and prayers were decisive at Harvard University. The black mass there was stopped, canceled. Saint Michael won a great victory that day, and God can win again."
Well, isn't that funny? Who Saint Michael is.
Doesn't that come back around to what you were saying to some extent, Mark, about how if God created Satan, and Satan is such as this bad, undesirable thing, couldn't God just wink him out of existence?
He could, absolutely. But the idea, like there's this line of study called apology, and the people who do
the Christian apologists,
yes, Christian apologists, and they have all kinds of explanations for this. But what you need to consider
for why Satan's allowed to exist,
yeah, why God actually why God continues to allow him to do that. I'm not going to come up with them because I think it's nonsense.
Well, yeah, I don't believe in Satan,
but nor do I.
Yeah.
But I think that it's what we need to look at is that. Judaism came from Zoroastrianism, Christianity came from Judaism, Islam came from Christianity. These things evolved over time. You couldn't get a better religion than a religion that says you must believe what I say or you will go to, you know, hell, damnation for all of eternity. Yeah, that's the kind of, you know, high level of cost for a low level of commitment that it would take to have a world-spanning religion like Christianity.
We will come back with more.
Islam sense, no better.
About the Dogma of Angra Mainyu. That's the group that is wanting to put a black mass on. You can share your thoughts or whatever you want to talk about.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help. Help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze-Dry Guy's giant factory authorized sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. We're talking black mass. That's a pretty unusual topic, but the Christians in Oklahoma City, some of them, including the Catholic Archdiocese, so up to the highest levels in some churches, have come out swinging against a group calling themselves the Dogma of Angra Mainyu, which is sort of a dark deity that precedes Satan, even though they're being called Satanists. The website of the Dogma of Angra Mainyu, which is dogmaofangramainyu.com, doesn't actually mention Satan anywhere, so I'm not sure where they're getting that this is a satanic black mass, but nonetheless, the proposal is to have a black mass inside a public building, publicly owned Civic Center Music Hall, which is one of those city-operated venues,
right?
Where you can hold a convention or something like that. Or
they
concert. They
made taxpayers pay for it, and now they rent it out.
Right.
You know, my cousin needs a job. Here's what we ought to do. We ought to build a venue and then just put him in charge of renting it out.
Yeah.
The kind
Does
of crap
have
thing.
One of those?
Does what? Keen have one?
Like a Civic Center?
They tried very hard.
There was a discussion, Keene is where we're doing the show from, by the way, in New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah.
There was a discussion here about having some sort of Keene Convention Center, which I'm sure would be mismanaged into total failure. But the city does have certain properties. There's an old Masonic building right next door to the library.
Oddfellows? Is that the Oddfellows building or no?
Nope, it's a Masonic building. Okay. It's right next door to the library where the local public access television station is located. There's a large hall there that could probably hold a couple hundred people, but nothing humongous. No, you know, no big convention center or anything like that. Now, according to the story,
I'm just inspired when you say Masonic building, like to go down there and, you know, just start make some sort of small website where you just start taking pictures of any sort of like symbols around the
place. Dude, I went in there once. years ago, I went into the Masonic building and
I did too.
Were you there for that?
Yes. We went traipsing around, looking at all the odd things they had there.
Yeah, so what happened was the guy who runs the cable access channel took us on a tour of the rest of the building, because the idea was that Cheshire TV, the access channel, was going to expand into the rest of the building. Mm-hmm. So we got to go and, you know, go in the Masonic Order's rooms or whatever, and there was some creepy stuff in there. I swear to you, there was some kind of a skull with like a light bulb inside of it.
I can't remember.
Yeah. Your crystal skull?
I don't know if it was in the Temple of Doom. I don't think it was that nice. It was more of like a prop or something. Mm-hmm. I think they might have used it to, you know, talk about how illuminated they are or something like that. I don't know.
Sure.
Total speculation on my part. But I went back there within the last year, and I went up and just poked around, and all that stuff was gone. So they moved it all out to where
they moved it into what may there
what
may
they
or
do
may
with
not
it.
Be underground catacombs underneath the building, obviously.
No, I think so they moved it to wherever it is the Masons hang out now, because they're still around. They just don't hang out in their old building. So
they're in a wooden building. What kind of sense does that make?
I know
Masons
a bunch of people are
in a wooden building,
but I can't be one because I don't believe in the Jesus or the God or whatever. It's just higher power.
So this is an interesting article, I think. And there's more here, actually, that's very interesting. The excuses as to why they don't think free speech, certain Christians here speaking out as to why they don't think free speech should apply to the satanic black mass. And, of course, this is interesting given that Christians claim to be the ones who are persecuted, but yet in this case it's Christians who are using the government to persecute the alleged Satanists.
That's because they're already being persecuted. They're just persecuting back.
So the black mass ceremony has traditionally been performed, this according to WND.com, by satanic cults to mock the Catholic Church's celebration of the Holy Eucharist. Dogma of Angra Mainyu clearly celebrates the destroyer in its description of its beliefs on its website. It promotes itself as, quote, a religious and educational church dedicated to Angra Mainyu. Angra Mainyu is seen as the destroyer. This is coming from an ancient Middle Easterner and Indian perspective of the principle of creation through the destruction. Systems and structures must be dismantled so that new life can be born. Weber said such views, while abhorrent, are to be pitied more than anyone else. This is Travis Weber, the director of the Center for Religious Liberty at the Family Research Council. He says, quote, we need to remember to speak the truth in love, and this means that there is a sense of sympathy for the people who are caught up in this evil. Yet there is still the matter of speaking the truth and opposing any invitation for the devil to be involved in public events and the public square of our nation, which this is an attempt to do. He goes on.
So this is interesting. I mean, it's What it's doing is it's pitting sort of the government of the people, by the people, for the people, against freedom of religion. Because what he's claiming here is that, look, you are the government, and you should have a say about what you think about the devil playing a role in, you know, in the government. Because these people believe the devil's real.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, get your opinion out there. Versus the freedom of religion, which is to say that you can worship the devil if you wish. So it really just sort of depends on, are you for the Bill of Rights or are you for the Constitution? Because the Constitution is a document intended to bind the government, the people of the government. The Bill of Rights is a document intended to outline the rights of people and individuals.
I like the Bill of Rights. Not bad.
And they are bound together, but forever pulling each other apart, because the Constitution gives a bunch of people who should have no power over your life, power over your life. Like, for instance, these nosy little bitty bodies, you know, and the people who took the money for the Civic Center in the first place. So all those folks are given their power through the Constitution, and then the Bill of Rights says that you've got the right to freedom of religion and freedom of speech, and, you know, those are just in the First Amendment. There's stuff after that. So it's kind of interesting what this guy's looking at. I'll take freedoms and rights over government strictures any day.
Here's his big argument. He goes on to say, even legally speaking, one could argue that this is not what the founders had in mind when they had written the free exercise of religion into the amendment. But first and foremost, people should let their opposition be known, primarily by standing up and saying, hey, with all the problems going on in the world, why this now? Why do we want this for our community?
Most of the problems in the world spring from people's religions. I mean, to some extent or another. Mm-hmm. So consider for a second that it's your poking into people's business that really is the problem.
Well, and, you know, that is really the thing, actually, because when you think about it, how would the Founding Fathers and how would people generally handle it during those times? I mean, most of the Founding Fathers would probably say, well, this is rather juvenile. You know, like, they'd just be like, whatever. You know, like, they'd let it go on, and people would probably generally just ignore it. It would either be like that type of thing would be ignored or not allowed to have them because they, you know, wouldn't be able to get access to a place to do it because no one would want to show up or be associated with, mm-hmm. with folks doing that. Because it's kind of a juvenile thing to do, you know, it's very just attention seeking. But then on the opposite end of the spectrum is that, you know, I think most of the religious folks would just be like, we don't want to have anything to do with this. This is dumb. And would ignore these attention-seeking people to the extent that they wouldn't bother. You know, like,
right. The problem here is the government and the forcible extraction of wealth for people for the Civic Center. The problem is that this is a government-run facility. If this was an individually-run facility, there would be nothing that could be said. If I'm running a hall where we have conventions, because I could run that profitably.
They could still protest you.
They can do whatever they want on the sidewalk.
They could claim they'll never come to any events anywhere at your location ever again.
Goodbye!
Well,
I can make that decision. If they walk onto the property, I can turn a fire hose on them.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts and bring up anything you want. Decentralization coming up.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. All you have to do is dial us up here toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Needless to say, the folks over at WorldNet Daily do not agree with the editorial positions of Free Talk Live. We'll give you the results of their poll about the satanic black mass, or the allegedly satanic black mass. I'm not really sure if Satan has anything to do with this, as a matter of fact, but we can continue that discussion. You can also bring up anything that you want. Still to come, Johnson has, is it 21 technologies that will decentralize the world, which I think is a good thing. We were talking earlier this week about decentralization and how that seems to be the way things are going. We'll get back into that as we'll get into that as well. And if you care about your online privacy, you need to know about ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network that allows you to encrypt your data before it reaches your internet service provider, so your ISP won't be able to snoop on you anymore, which they're probably doing right now. Whatever website you're visiting, whatever search terms you're entering, your internet service provider, it's probably logging all of that information for, in some cases, as long as 5 years, which, of course, makes those records easy pickings by anybody with a court order, or in some companies' cases, anybody who just comes and asks from a law enforcement agency. Now, if you've got ProXPN, you can stop that data collection right now by going and grabbing their software for free from proxpn.com/FTL. It's available for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, as well as Android devices. And when you are ready to upgrade to the premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can connect to. You can privately torrent with ProXPN, and you can get past regionally blocked websites. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use promo code FTL50 to get 50% off of an annual account. Now, that breaks the price down to about $5 a month. And again, that's FTL50. If you have got Bitcoin, you'd like to pay with Bitcoin, use code FTLBTC, like Bitcoin. FTL, like Free Talk Live, BTC, like Bitcoin. And you'll get 62% off of that annual account price. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online surfing habits. Go to proxpn.com/FTL and use code FTL50 for credit card users or FTLBTC for Bitcoin and get a great discount on privacy that is priceless.
You know, I think a lot of people probably consider the idea of going to work for the government at some point, and I wouldn't doubt for a second that governments, different government agencies look at your search histories, ask your ISPs for that information and look for search histories just as a course of getting a job.
Yeah, that's great. And then, tonight they'd be looking at my search history going, well, why have you been to both Dachma of Angramainyu.com and .net? I'm just curious.
That's what that's what this is really sort of about with, these kind of things. You never know, you don't look a lot of things online. The fact that I've been to Dachramainyu or whatever the .net here doesn't mean that I'm a Satanist.
I don't think it even means that they're Satanists, because the word Satan doesn't appear anywhere on their About Us page.
Well, on the Dachra of AngramainYu.net site, it says that it's the devil's religion.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So are they two different churches?
There's two different websites. There's Dachra of AngramainYu.com and Dachra of AngramainYu.net.
The controversy here on WorldNet Daily is that the Dachma of AngramainYu is out there in Oklahoma City allegedly setting up what's called a black mass. So they've got themselves a polling question, because freedom of speech matters to people in America, right? Well, apparently not the people watching this website, WND, WorldNet Daily. Here's a question. Sound off on U.S. city allowing satanic black mass. Should I give you the answers before I tell you in which order?
Give them to me beforehand.
Okay, so let me pull up. Okay. You know what? I'm trying to find the list of them without giving you the actual results. I'll just give them to you randomly. So, it's about time. The Constitution guarantees freedom of worship for all faiths.
I like that one.
What's the big deal? Christians always complain when their religious liberty is restricted. I don't like it, but I support the right for Americans to have the black mass. It was inevitable since government kicked out the God of the Bible long ago. Today's radically secular interpretation of the Constitution makes such abominations inevitable. And finally, it's an abomination, and God will likely judge the city severely.
I'm going to say that one was number one.
Yeah, it was number one, with 61% of the votes, 206 people voting, followed by it was inevitable since government kicked God out of the Bible long ago, with 21% of the votes, and then 10% of the votes with today's radically secular interpretation of the Constitution makes such abominations inevitable. So if you total that up, that's, 92% of the votes on this website went.
That's really
those.
Pretty predictable with WorldNet Daily. I mean, that's the shtick that they've got. You know, it's all religious conservatism.
Right.
They used to have this libertarian.
Freedom's okay
streak
for them, but not for
indeed
the rest of you people.
Yeah.
Not for you offensive people.
That's the problem, is that the thing with freedom is that you need to give it to everybody.
Yes.
The people that you don't want to have it, they're the ones that need to have it. Otherwise, you don't have freedom.
He who would control others will only find himself controlled. Ken is in Durham, North Carolina, listening to Talk Radio 850. Ken, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to discuss how Burger King is being demonized for moving its headquarters to Canada.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, I heard that story. We haven't actually talked about it yet. Go for it.
I've been killing it on the Facebook page, though.
I think it's, people are talking about boycotting their local Burger King, and it's fairly an uninformed decision where I'm concerned, because most of those franchises are owned by people who live and work in your community, and they're not.
That's true.
They're not. They're going to pay the taxes. They're still going to pay the corporate tax, the state income tax, whatever it might be. You're not hurting anyone but people who live in your community by doing that.
Great point.
The corporate folks are going to do what they're going to do, and you know, and honestly, if there was a better business environment, they wouldn't be moving. You know, if the federal government would set up a system where we weren't taxing people to death, you wouldn't have to worry about people leaving.
Well, government is supposed to be a service. I mean, that's the idea. That's the stuff we're fed.
Ridiculous.
You know, they provide you protection. Basically, that's the idea.
No obligation.
Perhaps in a social and safety net. But, you know, it's protection. And the fact is, the United States government, in this circumstance, for Burger King corporate, provides them with higher prices and worse service. Why would you continue to do business with an organization that provides you with higher prices and worse service? Well, I mean, you know that there's acquisition costs for Burger King. It's going to cost them money to move their corporate headquarters to Canada when they merge with Tim Hortons or whatever. Mm. I mean, by the way, it's going to be great coffee.
Did they buy out Tim Hortons?
I think that they merged. I don't know the specifics there as far as the business end of it.
Huh.
But, you know, they go up there. It's going to cost them money to do it. They're willing to pay the money because the service is so bad in the United States.
It'll pay for itself over time, too, right?
Right.
And to break it down to its simplest terms, the only way I know to really equate it to anything is that if you call Burger King the prostitute and you call the federal government the pimp, who would fault the prostitute for wanting to get away from sharing her profits with a pimp?
Indeed.
No doubt about it.
Or at least wanting a lower price pimp.
Burger pimp.
It smacks her a little less often.
Yeah, but, you know, and that's the simplest analogy I know that could get to the folks who are being coerced into thinking
now, who's protesting this?
Unpatriotic.
Well,
who is it?
It's an interesting mix. It's
right?
the ultra patriotic and the socialist. Because you have to basically it's a socialist wrapped in a flag, which is an unusual thing, right? Like they have to pretend suddenly their indignation, they wrap it up in a flag and make it trot it out there. Because a lot of conservatives, they really aren't getting whipped up about this. But the you have to be really patriotic and have not much principle in the area of economics. So
they're getting spoon fed this line that it's somehow unpatriotic not to pay taxes. And,
yeah, but I think that line is just that, a line. The people that are saying it are generally pretty unpatriotic people anyway. These are people that believe that you should have to pay your fair share, which Burger King is paying its fair share. It's moving to Canada where its fair share is lower.
And they're getting a better value for what they're doing up there from Canada.
Yep.
So we need to get more competitive.
Thanks for bringing that to the table here tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com and join us in real life at Disney World.
Yeah, we're going to Disney World. It's the Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando, Florida. It's for Coins in the Kingdom. It's a Bitcoin party, and Free Talk Live is going to be there, and there's going to be lots and lots of speakers from all kinds of different organizations, including the Chamber of Digital Commerce, the Cryptocurrency College Network, Sean's Outpost, MIT's Bitcoin Project, Bitcoin pioneer Charlie Shrim will have his little robot thing there. And that's pretty cool. Skyhook, Liberty.me, Bitcoin Not Bombs, Mycelium. You can come and check it out. The fact is, tickets are as low as – they're just $60. It's the Wyndham Lake Buena Vista in downtown Disney Saturday, October the 4th through Monday, October 6th. They will have a day at Disney for everybody to party, but the convention's on the 4th and the 5th and the 6th. Everybody's going to go out do the Disney World thing. Hotel rooms are just $99. Kids under 12 are free. Fun is mandatory. Come celebrate magic internet money with – the Magic Kingdom. CoinsInTheKingdom.com. CoinsInTheKingdom.com.
All right, so I have to say I'm a little bit confused by this Burger King story. I haven't really closely looked into it, but there's a story from CBC News. The big claim was that Burger King's moving to Canada to save big money on corporate taxes. But at the same time here, this story from CBC News claims they're staying in Miami. Tim Hortons.
Right. Well, there was an announcement on Burger King's Facebook page. So either they're capitulating or the other claim is that nothing has changed. It's just a spin to the story.
Okay. I don't know what the Facebook page said. I'd be interested in hearing that. But Tim Hortons has agreed to be bought by the company that owns Burger King in a deal that could culminate in the world's third largest fast food company. The new combined company would be, I wonder who number one and two are. I would have figured.
Doctors Associates Incorporated and McDonald's.
Really? Doctors Associates being Subway?
Yep.
Wow, they're number one?
I'm pretty sure. They've been number, they've passed McDonald's a long time
ago. That's incredible. Yeah. The new combined company would be based on the current headquarters of Tim Hortons in Oakville, Ontario, but Burger King would continue to maintain its global home in Miami. And then they go on to talk about the price per share and things like that and all the locations. There's a lot of damn locations here. Apparently, Burger King has over 13,600 they have 13,667 stores. And Tim Hortons, 4,546. These are humongous companies, and I'm sure some people are upset about this from multiple different aspects. Some are worried that Tim Hortons will be, their food quality will be poisoned by Burger King, and others are saying that Burger King's bad citizen for leaving the United States, but maybe now they're not leaving the United States, so I don't know what the deal is there.
Yeah, so this is my take on it. If they're receiving the bad press and they want to avoid the bad press, they're going to wait around until it's time, till they can slink out, a year from now or something like that. Right? I mean, doesn't that make sense?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, how bad is this for them? Are they actually hurting because of this?
Well, people who are, many people who likely have never eaten at Burger King or haven't eaten at Burger King in years are claiming that they're not going to eat at Burger King because they're now a bad corporate
Talk
citizen.
Talk is cheap, though. Is business down? That's the question.
What do you mean business down in a day, Ian?
Well,
how are they going to know?
Well, I mean, I thought this has been going on for a couple days now. But
not
anyway.
Really, no. Not much. I don't think that there's any way to really sort of look at what this is. You want to stop the hemorrhaging as fast as you possibly can as the PR guy. And you're like, look, man, let's just keep this on the down low for about, I don't know, a year, 15 months, whatever. And then after the merger's through, then you'll just quietly begin moving people out and we'll file the paperwork and then you're done.
Here's a larger story from, okay.
I was going to say, I have the top 10 global fast food chains
based
on 2012 data.
I'd like to hear that.
So, number one, McDonald's.
Uh-huh. I figured that they'd be number one.
Number two is actually KFC.
Yeah, I was wondering about the Yum Corporation. Yep.
Yep. And then...
That's PepsiCo, by the way.
Yep. This is globally. I don't know about the United States. I think that Subway is bigger than the United States, but I'm not sure. So, this is globally. Subway is number three globally.
Amazing.
And then Pizza Hut. And then start again.
Where's Taco Bell? Is Taco Bell on there?
KFC and Taco Bell, I believe, are
Yum.
Well, those are both Yum, but so is Pizza Hut. Aren't they also owned by them?
KFC is all three of those. Well, I guess you're right, isn't?
Yeah.
It's Pepsi Brands. PepsiCo owns Yum Brands, as I understand it, and then Yum Brands owns those three. I think that's the case.
So Pizza Hut's oddly on this list. I would have expected it to be KFC. The three.
No, I don't think they would include them because they are three separate companies, even though they're under a corporate umbrella.
Take your word for it.
Well, after Pizza Hut comes Starbucks, and then after that Burger King, and then after that Domino's Pizza, and then Dunkin' Donuts, and then Dairy Queen, which is interesting because some of these just seem like
Dairy Queen.
Yeah, like what?
That's
I guess
amazing.
Globally they must be bigger in other places. And then Papa John's.
The 11.4, this from bizjournals.com, the $11.4 billion deal between Burger King and Tim Hortons won't have an immediate impact on Burger King's headquarters in Miami. The new company formed deal will pay Burger King's taxes and be majority owned by 3G Capital. It will be based in Canada. Burger King and Tim Hortons will operate separately with the intent of expanding globally, but keep current operations as is, said a Burger King spokesperson. So I guess Tim Hortons people shouldn't be too worried that Burger King menu items will be invading. Burger King will not be leaving its Miami headquarters or changing its commitment to charities and other local organizations, says a spokesperson, meaning that Burger King won't be displacing its hundreds of jobs in Miami for now. Beacon Council President and CEO Larry K. Williams says, quote, Burger King is a homegrown company that's an important part of the fabric of our community in Miami-Dade County. We're vigilant in fostering business development investment, and we're confident about our assets. We are a great place to do business globally for large and small companies. While Burger King insists there will be no changes to the brand locally, customers are fuming on social media. The fast food chain have received thousands of tweets about the deal and even issued a statement on its Facebook page Tuesday saying, quote, "We hear you. We're not moving. We're just growing and finding ways to serve you better." Unquote.
Yeah, the funny thing about this is I feel like people are telling that this is a bunch of lies. You have to, in order to tweet to Burger King that you're going to boycott them, from a moral position, you have to have eaten there in the last 365 days.
That's a fair thing to say, yeah.
If you tweet to them that you're not going to eat at their place and you haven't eaten there in the last year, you're just a big, fat, nasty liar.
I mean,
you're disgusting.
I got to say, I love how the brain works, the human brain. This is just sort of a random interjection here, but I was just noticing how we've gone from talking about this dogma of anger, mind you, to, like, fast food. And so, like, I'm just sitting here thinking, you know, they should just combine the two and just open up, like, a devil burger joint right in Oklahoma. Just go in and get yourself some Satan burgers. Yum. Just... what? How did this happen?
Somebody called in about it. And that's the way it's supposed to happen.
Exactly.
That's the way it's supposed to. So, so Burger King sounds like they are capitulating to some extent, although at the same time still they're restructuring and somehow will be benefiting from moving their corporate headquarters, whatever the headquarters is of their parent company, this 3G Capital, which sounds like it should be buying cell phone towers. But this company will likely be the ones that somehow are benefiting from the move, while Burger King keeps the corporate headquarters for Burger King in Miami, and that way they get to appear as though
Support
America.
Does Tim Hortons go away, or are they combining them?
No, they're keeping them separate.
Okay.
Yeah, they're keeping them separate. So really nothing's happening here, with the exception of the fact that. The company that owns Burger King bought Tim Hortons, and they're going to locate their corporate offices at the Tim Hortons office rather than the Miami Burger King offices, but the Miami Burger King offices are going to stay where they are. And what all that means for international tax savings, I don't know. Presumably it means something, but I don't know.
I wonder if they'll do one of those gross donut burger things where they have like a crossover promotion or something like that at some point. Have you ever heard of that when they put
that's funny that you mentioned that because there's a picture of that in the article here.
Is there really?
Yeah, there's a picture of the CBC news article.
Oh, no.
There
but
are
they
two
put,
patties with donut holes in the middle.
They put the donut holes into the meat, but
patties.
I'm talking about is that the gross burger, you can actually get this somewhere, but they actually take, I think it's Krispy Kreme donuts, and they take two Krispy Kreme donuts and they use them as the buns.
And they put actual meat in between?
Yeah, they put actual meat in between. It's like...
oh, man.
Yeah, exactly.
I would never eat that because I'd be afraid I'd like it.
All right. I don't think there's more to say about Burger King. Unless you would like to comment, you're welcome to do so. Toll-free number is 855-453. Coming up, 21 technologies that will decentralize the world. We'll come back with that. Johnson has the story in hour number 3, which is on the way next, here on Free Talk Live.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on, with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic pre-finished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood pre-finished hardwood is on sale. Plus, get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday the 2nd. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
Friends or family need heart work? Heart bypass in the U.S. is over $150,000. Heart valve? $175,000. Asia Run Like Hell Guide.com announces a limited time promotional special. Heart bypass at $10,300 and heart valve at $12,900. With a typical 20% Obamacare copay, you can do the flights, hotel, surgery, and goof off in a tropical paradise with money still in your pocket for well under the price of your copay. Asia Run Like Hell Guide.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection.
protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.